I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Former Alabama Law Enforcement Secretary Spencer Collier is suing Governor Robert Bentley for wrongful termination and defamation. Collier was fired for allegedly misusing state funds, according to Governor Bentley and interim Alabama Law Enforcement Agency head Stan Stabler. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange is currently reviewing that accusation. Collier had been placed on medical leave by the governor about a month prior for what was described as an upcoming back surgery. Immediately after he was fired, Collier accused Governor Bentley of having a long-standing affair with top advisor Rebecca Caldwell Mason, substantiated by several leaked audio recordings. The former ALEA head argues that he was wrongfully dismissed after refusing to lie to a state prosecutor regarding the status of House Speaker Mike Hubbard's ethics investigation. Governor Bentley insists that Collier was fired for cause and was never asked to lie. He says the state will aggressively defend the lawsuit. The Alabama Supreme Court has set an execution date for a man convicted of killing a Mobile police officer in 1985. APR's Mackenzie Bates has the details.
Vernon Madison is set to be put to death on May 12th. He was convicted of killing Mobile police officer Julius Schult back in 1985. Schult was responding to a domestic dispute involving Madison. Lawyers for the Attorney General's office say trial evidence showed Madison crept up and shot Schult in the back of the head as he sat in his police car. Madison's lawyer wrote in court papers that his client has been mentally incapacitated by strokes and mental illness. He's being held on death row at Holman Correctional Facility at Atmore, where the executions take place. The state carried out its first execution in more than 2 years back in January. Mackenzie Bates, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is hoping to get people moving this morning. The health insurance company is sponsoring the National Walk at Lunch Day at Montgomery's Riverwalk Stadium starting at 10:30 a.m. The event is designed to encourage busy people to take a walk during their lunch break at work and begin a healthy routine. Brian DeMarco is a media specialist with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. He expects a very good turnout.
We're going to have health vendors set up. They're going to be doing blood pressure checks, blood sugar checks, things like that. There'll be other health and wellness vendors there supporting outdoor living, things like that, or outdoor activity, I'm sorry. Just going to be a good day to come out and start getting healthy with us.
BCBS is also holding events in Huntsville, Birmingham, and Mobile next Wednesday. And state senators voted not to hear a bill that would have allowed the legal operation of electronic gambling machines at Victoryland Dog Track. Victoryland owner Milton McGregor still says he plans to reopen his casino. Now your forecast.
Mostly cloudy and warm on this Wednesday. We'll top out near 80 degrees. Look for a chance for a few showers overnight tonight, but a good chance for rain and storms occasionally on Thursday. Also on Friday, not going to rain all day both days, but have the umbrella handy. Highs back in the 70s. On WBUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.